Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we're coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial here on WVFB FM. I used to get that F and V mixed up, and I'd say the F first. They finally got me corrected on that. And it's 101.5 Kicks Country, and we come to you each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, and then again on a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. So remind everyone of that, and we enjoy coming into your homes. And I think John says, once in a while I hear him say, well, get your second cup of coffee out, sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
And got a couple of interesting guests today. We've got Kathy Merritt, and she's going to talk a little bit about the roller coaster yard sale and some other things we've got going on in and around the square here in Salina. And also, I think, along about halfway through the show, Miss Sandra Wicks is going to be up here. We've got the big chili cook-off coming up next week. And we thought we'd come on this week and talk about that so folks can plan ahead a week instead of waiting until next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And after they've already made plans, we might lose a few that way, we think. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And let's see. Our football game is here tonight. We moved the football game up. Versus Sale Creek. You know your yard sale's getting to be big time when you call school off or you move a football game up because of traffic from the yard sale.
Right.
That means we're being successful.
Yes, sir.
But our football game is tonight, and so remind everyone to come out and support the Bulldogs tonight against Sale Creek. And let's see, in a few minutes, I've got some stuff that happened today in history. We'll do that here just in a second, but I guess we could start off and let our sponsors get a few words in here, and hopefully we can keep this place up and going here for a while. We'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, we'd like to thank you once again for joining us here on Thursday morning and remind everyone that this show will be rebroadcast again at 6 o'clock tonight, and also let everyone know that this show comes to you through the auspices of the Three Star Committee and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. So, and through the efforts of a lot of folks in and around here, I know you you hear me most of the time, but there's a whole bunch of people behind me that make this possible, and we're grateful that we have our radio station here and that we get to have our public service messages here each week, you know, filling in on some of the things going in and around here in Clay County. And about halfway through the show, we'll read off our list of birthdays and anniversaries for the day, and then toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a name, and someone will win one of those great ice cream cakes from the folks over at the Dairy Queen. And mind everyone that the Dairy Queen is back and running full steam ahead. They had some problems last week and had to close down for a few days, but they're back up and at it. And let's see, also, I know one announcement to make, and that is Merlene Bartlett came by a minute ago and left us a flyer. And the Free Hill Community Fish Fry will take place on Friday, October the 13th, and it will be from, I guess they've got a couple of times on here, lunchtime, 11 until 1, and then an evening session at 5 until 7, so you can get lunch and supper, as we call it around here, or lunch and dinner if you want to. And it's $10 per plate, and that includes the catfish, french fries, slaw, white beans, and hush puppies. And they will be doing delivery during lunch in the city limits here in Salina. And if you purchase, if you come up to the center and eat, you get a free drink. And I think also there may be some desserts up there to go with it, some of the good homemade desserts up there. So, and tickets will be available ahead of time, and you can call Murray Bartlett at 931-397-3298 or 931-243-2964. So that will be going on, and we'll announce that and remind you again next week. So if you want some of those good fried catfish, give her a call. And let's see, as per usual, we've got a few things on today in a history since I'm a retired history teacher. I like looking back at some of these things. I kind of like this first one here since I was writing. On this day in 1880, the first ballpoint pen was patented. And kind of a familiar name, Alonzo Cross. So I think Cross ballpoint pens are still in business today, I believe. So.
And the old ones are popular.
Yes, and if you find an old antique one, Kathy can probably tell you, you might get maybe a couple of bucks out of one of
yes,
these.
Yes, sir.
The original
yes,
one.
Sir.
And let's see, also in 1882, this is the day that Frank James finally gave up in Missouri. I think it was about 6 months after Bob Ford had shot Jesse in the back, and Frank surrendered. And I think he spent a little time in jail, but he may have spent out his last days down around Clarksville, Tennessee, or somewhere or another, I think, after he did his time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. In 1921, this is also a time of the year, the first World Series radio broadcast in 1921. So the World Series went on the radio. And then another first along the same line, President Harry Truman in 1947 gave the first TV White House address. I wonder how many we've had since then.
Oh, I don't know.
But that was the first live one, President Harry Truman in 1947. And then a little bit of nostalgia here also. In 1962, the first James Bond movie premiered, Dr. No. So that was in 1962. And one kind of notable birthday with all of the news about the Rocket Man over in North Korea. This is actually the birthday of the original Rocket Man, the man who invented and what actually developed this rocket, and it was Robert Goddard. So his birthday was today. So we tied in a bunch of stuff here.
We have.
Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
I just got invited again. But first, this morning, we have Kathy Merritt, who's going to fill us in on what's going on with the roller coaster yard sale. History of it a little bit. I think it's on all the flyers and stuff. But
it is on all of the flyers. Now, it's my understanding that it's actually the oldest of this type. But there's so many folks that haven't heard about the roller coaster. But, you know, it's 150 miles, starts up around Cave City and comes down through Glasgow. And then depending on which route you want to take, whether you want to go backwards, as I call it, Burkesville to Albany, down into Byrdstown, Livingston, back up through Salina, Tompkinsville, Temple Hill, and back up to Glasgow.
Anything that doesn't come through Salina first is backwards.
Well, you know, it really kind of is. We're down here on the end of it, but, you know, the great thing is we have quite a few vendors with us this year. This is the merchant's second year to facilitate. The Lions Club had it for, I believe, at least 10 years, if not a little bit longer than that. And our regular vendors, they say that we have one of the nicest, if not the nicest, large group setup along the route.
Oh, just give the Lions Club a little short shout-out.
Yes.
Because they did. And also, they are having
their pancake breakfast.
Yes. Down at the, the concession stand.
Well, and you know, they've had it at the concession stand. We have asked them if they'd like to move it over and have it at the women's building simply because there's a kitchen there, and we're set up in that back area. They didn't give me a word yet on which they were going to do.
Okay.
But one way or another, there's going to be pancake breakfast Saturday morning.
Just follow your nose.
That's right.
Okay. Getting back to the yard sale.
Yes. We have, and I mean, on it, Thomas, we've got it. We've got fresh produce. Randy King's down there with fresh produce. Dewey Bain's got, you know, bushes, trees of all kinds. We've got Rusty Gold. Some of our local folks are down there, Johnny McLaren, and we've got folks from Nashville. We've got folks that came in from Virginia and Alabama. Like I said, pretty much you want it. Collector glass, everything.
Okay, and there's a little change down there this year.
There's a change. We have moved to the back part of the park, back by the women's building. We've got that beautiful big open field back along the river. We now have six rows of vendors. The rows run parallel to the river. Our spaces are 30 by 30 with a nice 20-foot wide driveway, aisleway, walkway, whatever you want to call it, between each row so folks can pull up and pick things up. We've got handicap parking. We've got parking. We have vendors this year inside the women's building.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
Yes, sir. We've got some spaces that we've offered up, and vendors had asked over the years, would that ever be a possibility? It's now a possibility. But for anybody interested, we do still have some booth space. I mean, I will not turn anyone away. We have 77 outdoor spots, and we have 16 indoor spots. And if we had, you know, 100 vendors, we would accommodate them because we've got plenty of acreage down there. We have electricity, water. We've got whatever you need.
Got all kinds of water. All you got to do is go over the hill there.
Well, that's true.
Well,
and, you know, that's the interesting thing. I can't tell you the number of vendors who've called me this week and said, now, Kathy, is it true that I can probably pack my fishing poles? And really, we've got some folks who have been closing up, and folks started rolling in on Tuesday. So we've got some folks who, you know, they close up, and they'll run down over the hill and throw a line in. So I said, you know, three bodies of water here, you're going to be able to do some fishing if you want to.
Okay. Now, the route of this, go through that again one time for us.
Okay. You come down, and once you get down around south of Cave City and into Glasgow, you can actually go two different ways. You can come down through Temple Hills and then on to Tompkinsville, and then from Tompkinsville you come on down into Clay County and through Moss and Salina. Down in Livingston off of 52, you'll take 111 and go back up towards Byrdstown, and then Byrdstown on up across the state line back into Albany, Kentucky, and then from Albany you go back up to Burkesville.
Okay, this is actually kind of a circular route.
It is. It kind of
kind of goes around there.
Goes around the lake, the roller coaster around the lake, because it's so hilly and you're kind of going, it's kind of nice because it is off the beaten path. And you're going to, all along the route, Thomas, you're going to find setups like ours where you've got large groups of vendors. But then in between, there's lots of individual sales. Yes.
And I know a lot of folks, actually, they get together out on their own.
They do.
And set up, there'll be maybe 8 or 10 people.
They do.
They'll find them a good wide spot in the road. And,
yes, sir.
Off the road.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And set up there. I know if you drive between here and Thompsonville, there's quite a few places like that where folks all join together. And we have, I know, of course, we like to bring folks down below the fairground.
Yes.
But we have, you know, some places here in Salina. I know we have what we call a traditional flea market area.
Right.
And folks do go out there, and that just kind of catches Ketchikan out there.
Yes.
To find you a spot, set up.
That's true.
But, you know, that's all part of the beauty of this thing. I know with your group that, you know, you want to make it very convenient and get a bunch of people together and offer them something to come and join you all instead of just sitting up in a parking lot somewhere or another without any facilities around.
The vendors appreciate the fact that they can draw more people. The shoppers have access. We've got a food vendor. We've got nice, clean restrooms. We have access to some of the creature comforts and for our vendors as well.
And one of the most important things is safety down there.
Absolutely.
I know we got reminded of safety last night.
We did.
Need to tell folks, you know, like you said, be careful out there.
This is a very dangerous time because people are driving, but they're also looking for these sales, and you have to be very vigilant, especially when you've got sales going on both sides and you're in front of a business, and you just have to be really, really, there's sudden stops. People are doing kind of some crazy things because they're not paying attention.
You know, I think along that line, I heard something on the news, I guess, this morning talking about distracted driving.
Yes.
That in a study that if you take your eyes off the road for 2 seconds, that you increase your chances of having an accident
mm-hmm.
by 100%
mm-hmm.
in a 2-second hesitation.
Right, right.
It's lucky that, you know, people, we do get more conscious when, and we should be that conscious every day.
Right.
We should pretend, I guess, there's a yard sale going on.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, we just have to be careful because we're out here to have a good time. We want everybody to be safe and have a good time. But, you know, we, like I said, this is a great area down there, and the folks need to come down and shop, and if you still want to throw some things together and come down and set up, that's fine. And I want to mention, Facebook has been phenomenal on this, Thomas. We have had so much activity on Facebook with our posts, and we want to thank everybody for sharing that.
That is a great way to get the word out anymore, is do a post and then do one of their booths. There's no cheaper advertising.
No. And you know, the event post, without boosting, my event post, as of yesterday morning, 863 people had clicked going, 4,520 had clicked interested, and they had shared it over 1,100 times. That's without a boost. That's free advertising.
I know, and I did a little boost. What I'm getting on something else.
Right.
For a second, I did a little boost on my, I have a Cumberland Run Facebook site for our cruise ends here.
Right.
And I did a boost. I think it cost me $32.
Right.
And I think the people that we reached with that boost was, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 people.
Exactly.
And the activity just jumps.
It does.
And, of course, you can pick out who you want to target it to. And along that line, while we're talking about that, had probably one of the best car shows we've ever had here around the square last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the folks got here before daylight.
I think they did. We were still trying to decorate the courthouse, and my husband says, there's people setting up. I can't get the ladder down there because there's no place to park. But
we had well over 100 cars, and we had folks, I think from the farthest distance we had was drove a, I think it was a 1938 Chevrolet Coupe from Knoxville.
Awesome.
Down here, and we had a group that came in from Hendersonville. So we know in Tennessee, we went from the middle of Middle Tennessee to the far east side of Tennessee, over the east side. And also we had folks from far away as Franklin, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a great day. And of course, I'd like to thank everyone for all the folks that helped during the day here, all the folks that showed up and turned us into a great, great event last Saturday. Enough about that. Okay, now anything else on the yard sale we need to get out for folks?
Just again, come down there. I mean, we're all day today, tomorrow, and Saturday. We still have some booth space available. Come shop. Come. I mean, if you're looking for anything, you know, we've got it down there.
Okay, let's take a little short break. Okay. We want to come back and talk about some other things going on.
All right. Well, thanks for having us. I'm going to head back down Oh, that's right. I forgot. I got to talk about other things. Okay, yes.
You can't leave.
I can't leave. All right.
you can't unbuckle your seatbelt yet. We'll be back just in a minute after a few words from some sponsors.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I caught Kathy before she got out the door.
I was trying, wasn't I?
Yes. A couple of other things going on. What else we got going on the square here? I know we're going to talk about the chili cookout here just in a minute, but I know the trunk or treat.
You know, Trick or Treat Salina is coming up, and I tell you, I think at last count, we had 58 businesses and or organizations that are going to participate with us this year. So we will be closed off from the Baptist Church down to the four-way, and then on the three sides of the square, as usual, leaving 52 open. You're going to be down there, and you're going to be playing spooky music for us from here at the courthouse.
Sure.
Yeah, great. We look forward to that.
I've been looking forever, and I can't find it. G. Gordon Liddy, every year on Halloween, he used to read The Telltale Heart.
Right.
And I cannot find a copy of that. I mean, that was one of these scariest, of course, with G. Gordon's voice that he had, and that heart of beating, you know, and under the floorboard.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like that, we've got all, and we've got the music from Ghostbusters and
right.
Thriller.
Right. So, you know, the kids will dress up, the merchants will dress up. We're going to pass out a ton of candy. And, you know, we've had some folks who've asked us why we don't do some more things and take advantage, like, you know, maybe do merchant sales and stuff like that. And I want folks to understand that our whole idea on this from the very beginning, we want to do something strictly for the kids, something that's absolutely free. We close our businesses during that time because we want to give back. We, you know, as a parent, when you have to go to an event and you have to dig into your pocket and you've got several kids, it's hard to do that.
You know, and we hear all the time, too, folks say, well, you know, there may be a more suitable place to do some of these things. It gets kind of crowded around. Well, that's why we're here around the courthouse.
Exactly.
To get people to come into downtown.
That's what we want.
We want people, you know, coming back in. And And so far, we've been pretty lucky on that. And,
we have been.
And also coming up, of course, quite a bit later, and it really is not that far off either, is our Christmas celebration around the square. And if you notice around the square, we've got a bunch of decorations out. We've got pumpkins, we've got mums, corn stalks, and I guess we'll probably keep adding a few things to that.
We are adding, but you know what, Thomas? We should give a shout-out, honestly. Mayor Dale Reagan and Pandora got the pumpkins for us, and they got the hay for us, and Billy Walker went and got the corn stalks for us, and some of the ladies from the Merchants Association got together, and we are in the process of decorating. My husband even got up on a ladder and did the did the garland around the archways. But we're adding to it. But we appreciate the mayor going out and getting this stuff for us.
Okay, and then, like I said, on further down the line, it's going to be Christmas time here before long.
It is, and we're going to have, I'm wearing my shirt today, my Keep It Local Clay County, because that will be part of the Small Business Saturday celebration, our open houses that the merchants will do. So that's going to be coming up. And, you know, we just have lots of things that we do during Christmas time.
And I'd like to say, you know, if you would like to participate in this year's Christmas program,
yes,
let me know. We picked up some new folks singing last year. We picked up some new actors
mm-hmm.
last year. And, of course, we try to come up with something that will be appealing to all ages, especially to the kids at that time, and we're working on that. And I think we have decided that we will, of course, have our mistletoe market the first weekend. And then the second weekend, we're looking at maybe doing a Saturday night show and a Sunday afternoon matinee this year. And you have folks, you know, that a lot of folks have Christmas dinners
mm-hmm.
On Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're thinking maybe like a 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, give folks time to get home from church and come out and enjoy an afternoon matinee here for that. And then also, of course, every year we've got a traditional thing down at the community center, which we'll hear about later, is the annual market down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and folks are all the time saying, there ain't nothing new here in Salina. You know why there ain't nothing for them to do here in Salina? They ain't here in Salina, are they?
Well,
they're somewhere else spending their money.
And you know what? We do need to keep our money local here. We have everything truly, we have almost everything we need right here. And it's good because if we support our local businesses, you know, we're all going to be able to stay here and maintain our life, help our economy. But there are things to do. All you've got to do is read the paper, listen to the radio, check out Facebook, look at the flyers that are posted all over town. I mean, I think we try really hard to let folks know what all we've got going on.
And right now we're working with the preservation folks down in Middle Tennessee with a grant that they have worked for us here. And there are going to be some changes here on the bottom floor of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some exhibitions, some exhibits
mm-hmm.
of local memorabilia, showing our culture here in Clay County and that type of thing. So
awesome.
That's coming up in the future here. So we've got some exciting things going around and going on here.
We
and
do.
Of course, we always look forward, like I said, to where we bring all the kids in. Now, that is absolute controlled chaos.
Absolutely, yes.
We have kids of all ages, don't we? What about our costume contest and stuff? Are we looking at that again, or...
We were trying to find a way, because there are so many kids and the age groups and stuff, it's very difficult
yeah.
to do it. You know, the first couple of years we did it, and by the time you let the kids trick-or-treat for 2 hours and then do and kids are getting tired at 9 o'clock, and, you know, so we have not gone back to that yet,
yeah.
but we're trying to figure out a way that we might be able to do it where it isn't so drawn out and
we might look at kind of let some of us have a little committee, and the one that jumps out of the most, maybe the most ridiculous looking adult and the best costume
right
for a child
right
we have some adults that show up in size
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
pretty good costume sometimes
right.
Well, I guess we probably will let you go this time again.
Well, I think my husband's probably down at the party. He's not pulling his hair out because there's not a lot left, but he's probably looking for me.
And now, did he have a full head of hair when he married you?
No, sir, he did not, so I am not responsible for that. But thank you for asking.
Thank you. And we'll holler at you here in a little bit. And right now, we'll take a little short break, come back, and Sandra... Wicks, Stewart.
Stewart Wicks, yeah. It's, well, yeah, she's here, whatever her name is. Well, thanks for having me, Thomas.
Okay, all right, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got... I waited until we got back on air to cough, but sometimes that happens. But excuse me while I did that. And Sandra Wicks is here with us this morning from down at the community center. They've got their big event coming up next weekend. And we talked about this earlier, and we thought, you know, we might ought to let folks know at least a week early so they can plan ahead instead of trying to surprise them next Thursday.
That's right.
And I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but let's go through this whole kit and caboodle again and tell everyone exactly what's going on, what to expect, and when to get here and when to turn the pot on and all that stuff.
Okay. Our ninth annual chili cook-off is going to be this year on October the 14th. It's going to be, as always, around the courthouse square. This year we do have a few little things that's a little different. We do have fun for the whole family. There will be some bounce houses set up for the kids. I think the gentleman's going to bring like three different bounce houses. And then also we were talking earlier about Mr. Mayor Reagan. He has got us a huge pumpkin, maybe two, to guess the weight of the pumpkin. So that will be something that we'll have. And as always, we have some live music, and again, it will be the Ten Sleep Band out of Burkesville, Kentucky, I think.
I believe that's where they're from, and I believe their leader's named Tom Watson.
It is. Very nice.
Long-time friend of mine.
Yes.
And, okay, go ahead.
And then, as usual, first place is $500, second place, $200, third place, $100. People's Choice is $250. And a best decorated booth is $50. And this year we done our entry deadline is October the 12th, simply because Friday the 13th, I didn't want nobody, I'm you know, a little superstitious when it comes to Friday the 13th. So anytime that day will be our deadline. But if you, you know, want to do a chili team, I'm sure I will take it on the 13th also. Right now I think we have around 10 to 11 cookers so far. We usually always have a few that, you know, come in later.
And I think you've got some, maybe a few category changes.
Yes, this year I had never really thought about it, but I had had someone to say something about. They had tried, we're going to put in a chili recipe a few, several years back, and but they didn't have a category. And I asked, you know, well, what category was that? And he said vegetarian. So this year, if anybody wants to do a vegetarian chili, we'd be more than happy for you to enter your prize-winning chili. That would be great. That is still traditional red chili with a meat combination. I think last year we had some with, like, shredded pork in it. That was very good. And so this year we can add the vegetarian chili.
All right. And how much money could you possibly win if you won first place? And
it was $500.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you could possibly win putting all those. You ever total that up?
Yes, it would be, I think, around $1,100 if you wanted to, if you could win all of them, which I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, we don't want that. We like to spread it around.
But now you could possibly win first place and people's choice, which would be $750. Which that would be nice, but to my knowledge, I don't think the same person that's won first place has ever won People's Choice also. Not that I know of.
Well, it's kind of, you know, to win, you got to please how many, about three or five judges.
Yeah, this year I think we had five, but I've had several judges to back out and say something's came up. So I think this year, if I can't get two more, we're going to go with three judges.
Okay, and like I said, you know, you're pleasing those three folks, but now the People's Choice, you got to please about how many cups you got this year?
We got 600 cups.
So you got to please the majority of
mm-hmm.
600 people.
Yes. Well,
that's a big
yes.
difference. And you do have your cups again?
We do have our cups. Like I said, this is our ninth year of the Chili Cook-Off. Of course, next year being our 10-year anniversary, we're going to have some special things going on. We hope to bring back the original ones that started the Chili Cook-Off the 10 years ago. We hope to have them here with us next year. And I just hope everybody comes out and enjoys the time. And like I said, the money for this cook-off goes directly to the Senior Citizen Center. Every dime that we make mostly from our mugs, our chili mugs, which are still $5 each. I want to keep it low enough for anybody that wants to buy a mug, and then you get to keep that mug, of course. But that goes directly to the Senior Citizen Center. And what we do with a lot of that money is we do trips. A lot of times if we take a trip, I will buy their meals. Anything that we need down there that they want to do, I try to do it. We're looking at trying to do some exercise groups, and I have to pay someone to come in and do that. So every dime of our money, it goes directly to the senior citizens.
That's great. And like you said, that it seems that, you know, we charge $5 for the Christmas play. $5, you
yes.
know, that you don't get bargains like that
no,
anymore.
No, I know there is some cook-offs that I've heard they charge, I think it's 20 or 25 entry fee and then $10 a mug. So our entry fee is only $10. And then our mug's $5.
Well, you know, with anything we have going on down here, we're interested in making a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we do have some odds and ends things, like you said, you need to spend on. But we're not looking to make big, big bucks of money.
Right,
we want people to come to our square.
It's fun. It's just a real fun event.
We want people to come and enjoy themselves. And they do with this thing. The conversations that take place, if we could record all of those and play them back. And you know, any time we gather around the courthouse square here, all the memories that get shared among the folks, people that came into the
yep.
courthouse for official business or the ones that got married.
I hear that quite a lot.
Right.
Especially if I'm in with the judges or something, people's walking in that, you know, they're looking at the courthouse. I can remember whose office that was. They'll say where, you know, Frank Hossel's was or where Corinne's was. And it's really historical for them to come back and get to go back through the courthouse.
And, of course, we want to remind folks this building is on the National Register of Historical Buildings for the United States, being built in 1870, started in 1870. And one of the little projects we're looking for here to do is we're looking at putting a brass plate out on the front door here, beside the front door, letting folks know when just casual visitors that come by, we got some stuff of a proclamation inside, but putting a little brass plate on the outside and let folks know that this is a historical building.
I think it would be great.
And let's see, what else you got going on down at the community center right now? Have we got any special?
Right now, at this current time, the chili cook-off has pretty much taken up all of my spare time, so right now we don't have anything going on. We will be having in the next, a little bit. We are going to start a new, it's a form of exercise, and it's actually called Bingo Size. And it's pretty much what the name is. It's bingo, and then you exercise as you play bingo. So it's a really fun thing, and I know it sounds like a little off to some people, but you would have to come and join in with us. It will be fun, and we do have prizes for our bingo. So if you are 60 years and older, we would love to have you at the senior center.
Okay. Now, I know we've got the Christmas market coming up here before long. Mm-hmm. That's usually like the last of next month, I think, toward the end of next month, about the middle of the month, I guess.
Yeah, well, the Christmas bazaar that's held at the community center is November the 11th, I think, and we have it on that Friday night, the 10th. I think it's from 4 to 8 on the Friday night, and then that Saturday. And I believe it's like from 8 o'clock to 1 or 2. I'm not really for sure.
Okay, and I know one thing that, Sandra, that I missed this year that we didn't get to have, and that was our Irish show down there. I don't know. You've got to get on that now and get that.
Well, that's not my show.
I know it wasn't your show.
I did. My participants that come to the center, they missed it. They love, the past 2 years that I've been there. They loved it. Some of them would even bring in their irises. But I think, too, with the weather, the way it was this spring, I had heard one of the ladies say that the irises, it just sort of messed up the way they bloomed.
Yeah, I mean, they were scattered out all summer.
Right, because we had such warm weather early in the spring.
Okay, now, during the year, different groups that use the community center, I know the community center is not used as much as it once was now that, the women's building's got more into a bigger place and... Do you know about how many events you have a year down there?
On an average, it is rented at least, most of the time, at least two times a month. And I have had it rented on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 3 days. So we still, it's $35 to rent the center and then a $100 deposit. That's really cheap. And now that we've got our new lighting down there, people's pictures turn out perfect. And I think that did sort of curve some people, wanting to rent the center because their pictures always looked green. So that is no more a problem. So we still rent it quite a bit.
Okay, let's take a little short break and come back. And I've got some other things I want to talk to you about. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I got Sandra Wicks here with me this morning, one of my former students. How long ago has that been now?
37 plus years.
God, that makes me 40-something now.
Yeah.
But it's always great to have you guys back and to see, you know, like Sandra, who is the director of the what is the official name down there now?
Clay County Senior Citizen Center.
Okay, now, that center, I mean, that, it was all, of course, called the community center. Mm-hmm. And now it's a whole lot more than just it is really a government center, community center.
Well, actually, I guess the official name would be the Clay County Multipurpose Senior Citizen Center. I think that is actually the legal name of it, and it being multipurpose is because we do use it for other things.
Okay, let me ask you about, along that line, I know we have the courtroom down there now,
mm-hmm.
And also, how many offices? Can you write offhand?
Oh. 7 or 8 at least.
We are kind of, it is now a one-stop shop for basically any county services you need anymore.
Right, and then it's also the area for our congregate meals for the senior citizens to come in and have lunch. On Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Okay, now what are the regulations for that?
You got to just be 60 years old.
And
I just do some paperwork, and then you can come and eat lunch every day.
And there is a small fee.
They ask for like maybe a $1 donation per day.
That's pretty good for lunch, isn't it?
It is. Now, sometimes their lunches smell really, really good. And then sometimes if you don't like Brussels sprouts, it doesn't smell as good.
Well, okay, now, I know... A few years ago, the food was cooked on site. It
no longer, no. Now they do all the cooking at one central location, which is in Jackson County in Gainesboro. And then our center and then several other centers, it is then distributed out to each center. And then our lady that's in our kitchen is Phyllis, and she's got hot plates that she keeps it on, or steam table.
Who is actually in charge of distributing the meals?
Well, it's the UCHRA, I think.
Okay. Meals on Wheels or whatever.
Yes, yeah, the Meals on Wheels.
Okay, now, do they still do home delivery meals?
They do. Now, I don't know how many they do for our area, but they do deliver meals for shut-ins.
I'm sure, I think we had the director of the UCHRA over here a couple of weeks with Kevin. I'm sure they may have brought some mm-hmm. of those things up, but that is one of the services that they provide.
Yes.
And now, the buildings down there, the offices down there, of course, I guess a county-owned building, do they pay rent on office space down there?
Now, that I have no idea. That is way out of my league. I do know. It's like one big family down there, because when we have our meals, like we'll have barbecues at the center, and all the offices are invited, and everybody brings desserts or side dishes or something. So it's like a sort of a family feel down there.
And I think all county offices are there now, I believe.
As far as I know, yes.
Of course, there's still some of the, there are some outlying things here. Offices out at other places, like the Social Security folks mm-hmm. and some of those. And at one time, of course, we had the county offices scattered really all over the city limits here in Salina. And it, you know, it's something, it'd take you all day sometimes just to pay your taxes or to register a deed or something if you had to go to all those
And that places. That is really good, especially for my senior citizens. They got everything right there they need instead of having to go to several different places. If they need their tags, they can go to Donna. If they, you know, just whatever need they have, they can go right there.
We're going to have to get some of those folks back up here again and talk about their services. They've kind of avoided coming back for a while. I think it's time they came back
That's
and told
true.
Us, you know, all the services that are provided there. I know a driver's license now can be obtained there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think titling vehicles, I think they'll do that. If you bring your pictures in down there now, you can get your passports. Work done there. I'm not sure which one of the offices does that.
Probably Donna's Watson.
I believe it is. That you can get your passport work done. You don't have to go to Cookeville or somewhere now. We got that, and we've got our election offices down there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like I said, everything's there for you now. But now, along that same line, we still use this building for court.
That's true.
We had to have some cases up here when we had the, I guess it was a criminal court down there about a month or so ago, and we also had a chancery court that had to meet up here. So we're still active.
Yeah. And we have blood mobile comes down. Our Red Cross does their blood mobile, and then we do commodities.
Okay,
set up
you
and
do
commodities
that
out
okay.
there.
Okay. And I know UCHRA, as you said, provides a lot of services down there, and just a lot of stuff going on down there that, you know, I guess a lot of this stuff folks just take for granted because it's been here for how long now, Rick? When exactly is it done?
In the
70s.
But I'm not for sure if it was 78, something like that. I'm not really for sure.
And we had the same director down there for,
18 years is Betty Pettigo is the one that I know was there for 18 years.
And she took care of the place that long. And you've been there now how long?
I'll be there 3 years this coming February.
Okay. Now, your learning curve down there.
I'm still learning.
I guess on a serious side, what has been, I guess, maybe, you know, the one thing that really has slowed down your learning curve, I might say, that it's kind of been difficult for you to work with. I'm not putting you on a spot or anything, but something I know there has to be some things that you have to get used to doing that.
Well, really, there's not that I can think of. Stuff changes. The way we do stuff, it continually changes. But I have real good support from the Upper Cumberland Developmental District. But as far as anything being hard, it's not. It's just adapting to change when things are done a different way from what you've been used to doing it for a while.
Hey, you know what I need to do right now before we go take a little short break and come back and give away a cake? Is read the names off.
That sounds good.
Celebrating birthdays this past week, this is an anniversary, a 53rd anniversary. Billy and Sue Cherry, 53 years, and we had family and friends that called in. I think Billy and Sue live out in the Pine Hill area, somewhere out in there, I believe. Shirley Brown, celebrating a birthday on October the 3rd. And then Lisa Strong Walker, her family called in her birthday. And we'll not tell how old she is, but she's not a half a century yet.
Not hard.
And also then Autumn Head celebrated a birthday. And this is her boyfriend, Mikey Watson, and her dad, Derek Head, and her church family out at Clemensville like to wish her a happy birthday this past week. And then we have Christine Strong called in. Do you know Christine Strong out Mom's Cricket's wife?
Yes, she
has somebody just about every week that she calls in. This week, Kim Ellison celebrated a birthday on the 30th. And let's see, reminding folks, the football game's tomorrow night. But let's take a little short break. We'll come back here, and I'll line up the non-computerized system, and we'll draw out a winner for our cake, and we're liable to have a show done here in about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, Leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kick Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. Sandra stayed with us a few more minutes. I think there's a couple of things she needs to let folks know about the chili cook-off real quick.
Also with the chili cook-off, we do have electricity. So if you are interested in entering your chili and you have a pot that you just want to keep it warm in, all you would have to do is bring some extension cords with you. And the only thing that we do have is there is no open flames allowed, and that would be like wood. No wood that where it can sort of spark. And we do have the propane tanks, so a lot of people do use those.
Okay. And it begins at, once again?
Well, we have our team meeting at 8 o'clock, and then you can start your chili at 8:30. You can have your vegetables cut up and pre-cooked, and your meat also cooked. But nothing can be combined until you are on site at 8:30.
So you got to put it together here and cook it.
Right. You got to put it all together to cook it on site.
Do you know where chili came from?
Nope.
I saw this might have been on RFD TV the other night. In Texas, when they started off on the cattle drives, they would cook up this big pot of chili, and then they would dry it in like bricks. Cut it in big squares and take it on the cattle drive, and then old Cookie would get out a bunch of the bricks that had already been cooked and everything and dried completely, put some water in it, put it in an open pot, warm it up, and there was supper for the night.
I did not know that.
So chili has always been a portable food.
And it would make sense that it would start in Texas.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty neat. I mean, they just dried it up and took it with them. And, of course, in days like that, they didn't have any other way to keep things fresh. And I guess you'd get tired of eating steak every night on the cattle drive.
I don't know if I could.
Okay, we're running short of time again, as usual. We just did our drawing here just a minute ago, and with a drum roll, we will now announce that Billy and Sue Cherry have won the birthday and anniversary cake, and theirs is an anniversary cake celebrating 53 years of married bliss, and they can come out by the Clay County Chamber, pick up a certificate, take it over to the Dairy Queen, and get themselves one of those delicious cakes. And let's see, I don't know what else. Remind everyone about the community fish fry again, and we'll announce that. The chili cook-off next Saturday, the yard sale going on this week, and folks be safe out there and be careful. Because this is the time when you don't want to take your eyes off the road and be careful of folks behind and in front of you and folks walking across the road and that type thing. But have a great weekend. Come out to the ball game tonight. And Lord's willing, we'll be here with you again next week. And once again, as we close out, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here again on our radio dial here at WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And I guess about the only thing left to say is, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.